Chapter 22. Rennes Le Château, 9:30 p.m. Stephanie wandered around her dead husband's house. She'd always believed Lars had bought the house with royalties earned from his first book, but now she knew that Henrik Thorvaldsen had aided in the purchase. Perhaps he and Lars had been close. She finished her tour and entered the den, taking a seat across from Malone, who'd been reading Lars's journal since dinner.
"Your husband was a meticulous researcher," he said.
"A lot of it is cryptic, much like the man." He seemed to catch her frustration.
"You want to tell me why you feel responsible for his suicide?"
She decided she needed to talk about it. "I don't feel responsible. I just feel part of it. I'm here. He's not." She was ill at ease talking about herself, but things needed to be said. "Lars was a gifted writer and a good researcher. All that stuff I told you earlier about Sonier, if I had paid it any mind while he was alive, maybe he'd still be here." She hesitated. "He was such a calm man. Never raised his voice, never a bad word. Silence was his weapon. He could go weeks and never say a word. It infuriated me."
"Now that I understand," and he added a smile.
"I know, my quick temper. Lars could never deal with it either. Finally, we decided that the best thing was for him to live his life and me mine. Neither of us wanted to divorce."
"Which says a lot about what he thought of you, deep down."
"I never saw that. All I saw was Mark in the middle. He was drawn to Lars and possessed his father's religious curiosity. My son chose his father over me, but I forced that choice. Thorvaldsen was right. For someone so careful with work, I was inept at handling my own life. Before Mark was killed, I hadn't spoken to him in 3 years. The pain from that reality rocked her soul. Can you imagine, Cotton? My son and I went 3 years without saying a word. He took his father's side. I went my way, and they went theirs. After a while, it became easy to ignore him." He glanced at his watch.
"Sun's down. Almost time."
"When did you first notice we were being tailed?"
"Right after we arrived. Two men. They followed us to the cemetery, then around town. They're outside right now."
"No danger they'll come in?"
He shook his head. "They're here to watch."
"This whole thing is bizarre."
"Tell me about it. Knights, Templars, secrets on gravestones, priests finding lost treasure."
She glanced over at a photo of Mark on the side table. Lars was everywhere in the young man's vibrant face. Why had she let things become so bad? Malone gestured with the journal.
"At least we know where to find Claridon in Avignon, as the letter to Scoville instructed. He's Royce Claridon. There's a notation and address in the journal. Lars and he were friends."
"What about the missing pages sent to Scoville? Anything there?"
"You tell me."
And he handed her the 8 sheets. She decided a little thinking would take her mind off Lars and Mark, so she scanned the handwritten paragraphs. Most of it was meaningless, but there were parts that ripped at her heart.